Communication. Communication process and dimensions. A basic communication process occurs for all types of communications. This could be one-on-one talks, a presentation to multiple people, or technology-enabled communications. The intent is always the accurate transfer of information between individuals or groups. Exhibit 2-55 shows the elements in the communication process. Exhibit 2-55. Basic communication process. These elements are described as follows. Sender. The sender is the one with ideas, requests, or information to convey. Message. This is the subject matter that goes through an encoding process to translate the sender's information into written, verbal, and/or nonverbal gestures. Medium. The medium is the pathway for the message. It could be oral, conversation, presentation, written, memo, newsletter, nonverbal, a stern look, sign language, and/or electronic, email, video chat, social media. Some media are better for formal, for example, expected level of decorum and more official, for example, on the record, communications. And some are better for informal / non-official communications, for example, text messages. Similarly, working horizontally with peers may require different media than when working vertically up or down in the organization. External parties like suppliers, customers, or regulators also fit into a formal or de facto horizontal / vertical communication hierarchy that will influence choice of media. In-person media tend to have both verbal and nonverbal information, and so can convey a richer message than media that omit nonverbal information. Video conferencing can somewhat compensate for this deficiency. Exhibit 2-56 illustrates these various dimensions of communication. Exhibit 2-56, communication dimensions. Receiver. The receiver is the intended audience, who decodes or interprets the message in light of previous experiences or frames of reference. Filters. A filter is any factor influencing how the communication is received or interpreted. Filters include emotional states, mood, individual perceptions, experience, and culture. Because of filters, a message may not be received at all. Noise. Noise is anything that distorts a message. Noise includes background sounds, another person trying to interrupt, or distractions that prevent the receiver from paying attention or understanding the communication. It can also be electronic distortions that corrupt a phone line, file, or program. Acknowledgement. The receiver acknowledges receipt of the message in a medium, but this does not necessarily imply comprehension or agreement. Feedback. Feedback is the verbal or nonverbal reply or reaction to the message. It expresses the receiver's understanding of the message. Feedback lets the sender assess whether or not the message has been received as intended. Feedback is the key to this model. While filters and noise can get in the way of communication being successful, insisting on getting acknowledgement and especially feedback as appropriate is the communicator's method of making messages fail-safe. Attention to the recipient's feedback will signal if there is comprehension. If needed, the sender can revise the message and repeat the communication process. Communication plans. The communication plan is crucial to the success of the transformation project. The plan must account for the outgoing communication of important information and updates from the team to external parties. It also must set procedures for receiving communication from external parties with regard to changing objectives and newly identified risks and opportunities. The communication plan should be tailored to the needs of any project stakeholders, anyone with an interest that is or could be affected by the project, as identified through the stakeholder analysis process. This plan will contain information about the different stakeholders, the topics that will be covered, and the level of detail, and the cadence at which the stakeholders should receive communications. It may specify given communication media and protocols, depending on what is being communicated. Team members with specific responsibilities with regard to communication will be identified. Where differences in time zones, languages, or cultures are relevant, this information should be included as well. The communication plan will specify individuals or roles within the transformation project that are responsible for sending and receiving communications and outline which specific types of communications or stakeholder groups they are responsible for, if communication responsibilities are shared with more than one person. Additionally, the plan may include a shared terminology document to ensure clarity when discussing technical or complex concepts. Communication trees, meeting templates and common rules, email and/or memo templates, specific policies, constraints, or requirements for communications, and decision-making graphics or charts that govern escalation / follow-up procedures when communications issues arise. The plan may also include items like rating scales to determine the priority and severity associated with issues that arise during the project to determine who is responsible for communicating the issue and to whom. One communication template that might be used to summarize communication plans is the PRINCE2 Registered Trademark Communications Management Approach Template, prince2.wiki/management-products/communication-management-approach/. PRINCE2 is a public domain project management methodology that can be used on projects of any size. An example of this style of project communication plan is shown in Exhibit 2-57. Exhibit 2-57. Communications plan example. As a project, its team, and its stakeholders change, the communications plan will need to be updated. Data visibility and transparency of project outcomes. As is referenced above, different stakeholders will require different information at different cadences and for different purposes. Depending on the nature of the information at hand, data visibility may be ethically important or legally required. However, broad data visibility is inappropriate for multiple reasons. Depending on the nature of what is being communicated, secrecy or privacy may be necessary due to competition. This is especially true with regard to communications with external stakeholders or for publicly traded companies. For internal communications, transparency is important. It is important to be consistent and intentional with communications so as to avoid the perception that the project is struggling or that it will lead to negative outcomes for the company or workforce when those fears are unfounded. This does not mean that only positive results should be shared. The intent of good communication is not to mislead. It is important for project success to get and maintain buy-in from all stakeholders. It is equally important, for change management purposes, that company and team morale be considered when communicating. Communications should be carefully crafted to avoid false perceptions that the project will fail to achieve its benefits or fail in other ways. Doing so may risk declining organizational support and buy-in. However, communications also need to be honest and not mislead stakeholders, such as by misrepresenting problems or lack of progress. Finding a way to be optimistic yet realistic may be complicated by cultural aspects, such as a culture that promotes passing blame to others or avoiding acknowledgement of failure. Building communication channels. Once key stakeholders and their needs have been identified, communication channels need to be arranged and actual management of the relationship between the project and these stakeholders can begin. Communication channels may take many forms. Given the wide span of many supply chain operations and the rise of remote and hybrid work, face-to-face meetings are unlikely to be sufficient on a transformation project. Technological tools such as email, chat functionality, text messaging services, and virtual meeting/video conferencing tools are all useful for formal and informal communications. Collaboration software also represents an important communication channel. Tools that enable multiple users to work in real time on the same document, such as Google Docs or Microsoft Office, allow for collaboration and efficient work across large geographic areas. Many of these tools allow for commenting or have integrated chat functionalities to enable discussions associated with specific documents and document locations without alteration of source content. Other tools, such as cloud-based file sharing tools, create a central storage and sharing location for important documents. Additionally, many virtual meeting tools allow users to share screens with each other to look at materials together. Various project management tools and software allow for task assignment, tracking, and deadline management along with communication and file sharing capabilities. With the breadth of tools available, it is important to be intentional when establishing communication channels. Not everyone has access to the same tools, and many of these tools feature associated security and privacy risks and concerns that must be managed. Additionally, channels for both formal and informal communication must be set up and freely accessible to stakeholders and the project team. Where important stakeholders are not able to use a selected tool or cannot be given necessary access, appropriate alternatives should be selected. As an example, this may occur when a stakeholder from an external partner is unable to use a communication software due to company policy. It may also be caused by a tool not being available due to differences in availability of software between two nations. Any exceptions like these should be recorded in the stakeholder management plan. When setting up formal and informal communication, collaboration, and file sharing tools, aim for simple, consistent, and logical communication channels. Specifying a single tool for project schedule and assignment management, a single tool for storing shared documentation, and common formal and informal communication means can help avoid downstream confusion about where documents and records of meetings and decisions can be found.